have enough skill for that.
I've spent 6 hours.
I think it's working.
I think it's working as well.
Everyone quiet. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, it's working.
Oh, wait.
Boo. Look.
Okay, yeah, it's working.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do this back.
ASMR.
Imagine listening to that back.
You'd like the talk. Have you seen that episode in Family Guy? Like, it's Brian, like, getting another dog pregnant.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
I watched the whole show.
The dog that he got pregnant is Mr. Peter Schmidt's dog. In other words, Lois's dad's dog. And he hates Peter, right? So it's like he sues the dog for custody. So like he won't get custody of the dog, Brian. And then he goes to court and it's like, so do you like children, Mr. Griffin? Like asks Brian, right? Like, yes, of course, I love children. I want to be there for my child. So can you tell me what happened and a date? No. There's a baby crying in the restaurant. And you're like, wow, you like that, huh?
What? Remember.
And that's Conquer the Quest.
Remember. That.
Straight toes.
And today we'll do.
Don't do that.
Anyways, where did we last?
Finish it.
Yeah, it was like this.
Yeah,
I know. Okay. Let me just get things ready.
Chocolate lover.
Sexy.
Chocolate. Chocolate.
Sexy. Sexy.
Sexy
chocolate.
Milk is so scary.
Milk chocolate with salt and
no, it's milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate with salt and sugar. Det lover altså friste. Ja, obviously. Weirdo.
Det lover altså friste.
Det minnet does that. This is apparently good.
Chip nuts.
I would not know because it has
nuts.
Rømme en sur fløte.
Right.
Nuts. That's nuts.
That's completely nuts, bro.
What's at the bottom?
That's red, bro.
That's red, bro.
That was all so quiet.
You're gonna edit this later?
Come on.
You're gonna edit this later and be like,
oh Jesus Christ.
Wait, I have an idea. I can't scream because of my voice. This is how I sound on Discord. Hi guys, how you doing everyone? Let's play some Valorant and have some fun, right?
Yeah.
Let's also play some Roblox horror games and have some fun. You're gonna edit this later. Today's date is the 23rd. It's Christmas. My reaction time, I was like, well, here's Tibium.
Yay!
That's Keith!
No, Keith is the blue one.
Keith is the blue one.
Where is Keith?
Keith is on my bed.
How many of those do you have?
Two.
Two.
Sebastian has like seven.
I have eight.
Oh.
What? More. I have one.
I have zero.
Do the corgi yours?
Yeah. I have a serious problem.
I want more.
Good corgi.
I am in severe credit card debt.
Yeah. Credit card. That you know what you can. You know my why?
I mean quadruept.
Debt is not debt.
Yes.
No.
Debt.
Debt.
It's debt.
Eh. I'm gonna knock over your monster.
You got dead.
Nice. You're gonna knock over the ink. The ink is open.
Wow.
Why do you know what else is open? My legs for chamber from Valentine. I mean, what?
Fun.
It's and Mark.
Fun. Welcome to Conquer the Quest, the podcast where we play D&D and act stupid the and do much.
Yeah, that's my favorite hobby.
Only one. Only
today I have my book and quill so we can write down notes so I don't forget what happened last time.
Yay!
Yeah.
First time ever that happens. So let's begin. Last time you were fighting kobolds that were like angry at you guys. They were really quiet, so you didn't hear them except Pont. You saw them because you were awake. Eventually woke Timian and Eirik up. To fight, you beat them, I think, right?
Yeah,
you beat them, and
I'm looking very poor.
And you wake up the rest of the group. Yeah. What do you do?
Well,
how much HP do I have?
Was that the last thing that happened?
Yes,
was there the restaurant and dude that
something happened because I have 10 HP and not 4?
Yeah,
the battle.
Yeah, battle, and I had 4 after we finished, and I don't remember if I healed myself. Did I?
Good question.
I did not heal myself, it looks like.
Yeah, let's just continue from there at least.
Yeah.
If there's something wrong, that's fine. What do you guys do when you awake and you see 3 dead kobolds on the ground?
I want to sleep.
I scream. With the voice crack, I don't know.
Yeah.
My sick voice.
No one hears you. Because you just, your voice is just not working. Okay, so do you guys continue walking towards Minicat?
Yeah.
Sure.
I want to ride.
I'll allow you to ride this time.
This time?
No. Yeah, actually, yes. Okay, you travel towards Midcat, and actually, I'll write in my journal for this, because this is actually quite important.
Why?
Wow.
It's important. I can't believe it.
Day 3.
This is day number 3, yes.
What the fuck?
Okay, so on day 3, you ride and ride towards Minicat. You hit a swamp.
Swamp. Lizard folk.
Swamp.
Todd's daughter. Todd's daughter.
Do we go around?
We
is he Shrek?
We find Todd's daughter in the swamp, right?
In Shrek.
No, this is another swamp, but yes.
But surely there's the lizard folk.
Your horse stops riding.
Which one?
All of them.
Okay. I want to use Divine Sense.
And Timion can't ride anymore as a horse.
He can't be a horse anymore? But
he can't ride as a horse anymore.
Is it a bit fishy?
No, it's mostly just really tricky.
Tricky? I use Divine Sense.
To do what?
I want to see if I can... Hold on, I'll read out what it says. As an action, you can detect good and evil. Until the end of your next turn, you can sense anything affected by the hollow spell or known... Know the location of any celestial fiend undead within 60 feet that is not behind total cover.
Okay.
keep thinking about, like, the idea of having a sleepover and doing D&D all night. I keep having that idea. But where would we do it? Here? Right. Then I'd have to, because we have the extra mattress, my bed, which fits two people in it. They could probably squeeze two people in that extra mattress. So then someone has to sleep on the couch.
I mean,
then I would take the floor. Myself.
I'll take the floor.
No, no floor.
Oh, but the floor is so nice.
Actually, yes.
It is good for you to sleep on the floor.
Sometimes. You stop riding.
Yeah, but what do I sense? Do I sense anything?
Oh, no, you don't sense anything.
There's no people, there's no celestial undead
or fiend. The rest.
Without our horses?
What? Yes, without your horses.
Or just
I'm going to carry my horse.
That roll is strength check.
That's a... That's an 8. No.
An 8.
I trip and I lose my horse. And I say, okay, meet at... I tell Anna, meet at other place you'll find around. And my horse disappears.
Okay.
Because I have a smart
your
horse.
Your horses, as you guys start walking away from your horses, you see them walking back towards Relativi. Okay?
My horse tries to find another way. To make it.
Your horse, you will tell you this now, your horse eventually fails. He can't find another way.
No,
my horse is just with
but
me. Confused.
No, they literally can't come with you.
No, but we're just standing still right now. Because we just went off our horse, so the horse is just standing.
Yeah, well, eventually they can't.
Yeah.
Right now they're just standing, but eventually also your horse gets all walks with the others towards the Relativi. Okay. You guys start walking into the swamp. In the swamp, you see trees, you see like a swamp. You see a haunted house, kind of like a haunted. You know, abandoned, like. Kind of like a treehouse almost, but it's big enough to be an apartment, if you know what I mean. And in there are no windows, so it's just, but they do have like open holes in the walls, so you can see through. Do you continue walking?
Yeah.
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 They check that out.
Okay. Continue walking, and you hear, and you like see a mouse just like running in front of you.
In the house?
No, you didn't walk in the house. Hmm. So
no.
Just a mice walk like running towards where you guys are going, like just running really fast past you. Okay. You continue walking, and you hear a voice. Actually, wait. Yes, you do.
I have the plates, and Sebastian has the plate.
Okay. You hear a voice, and it's a traveler. It's coming from Minkat.
Oh, is that the place?
He asks you where you guys are going.
Minkat.
He looks at you weird. And asks you, haven't you guys heard?
Heard what?
That
it's on the flames, right? It's been taken by Ratatouille.
It was my understanding that everyone's heard.
We've been on the road for.
But there's nuts in your mouth.
That the bird is the word. No, but he does ask you, have you guys not heard?
No, we have not.
Minkat is under attack. Almost everyone has fled.
By who?
Who's attacking?
I don't know, it's some weird creature.
Goblin?
Oh, come
on.
It's that evil antagonist.
It's
still alive.
It's like big and scary. I didn't see it, I just ran.
You just ran?
I just ran.
But I just heard that people were screaming and ran away.
I saw something big and scary in the runway.
How big?
We're talking big.
Like dragon big?
Okay, I'll say this in DM terms. As a humanoid creature, you're medium sized in D&D. This is a large creature.
Let's say there's a reach to the ceiling, at least.
Yeah, definitely.
It's medium is like twice the size of large.
In height, almost, yes.
Double?
Like, almost in height, and it's really broad, almost. It can be really broad.
Yeah.
Lovely.
It's like a shadow.
So, do you guys say something to this bad guy?
So, do you mean like everyone left?
Not everyone. The Morgasm family stayed there. They have to make
Morgasm family?
The Morgas family, no.
Morgas,
yeah. The Morgas family stayed to make food.
To who?
To the god, to the creature, because he was angry at them.
Did you say god?
Let's just stop talking to this traveler and let's go.
Okay, you know what? Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah,
you have to take a long rest.
Yay!
Who stands guard?
Not me.
I can stand guard.
I need to. Heal up.
Rick stands
guard.
Guard.
Does anything happen?
You see more people running away. Fucking cats.
Do any one of them come by us, or do they just run?
They really just run.
They just run like a freaking. Yeah.
What do you do? It's now daytime.
So you get a long or short rest?
A short rest if you get long rest.
Huh?
Rest, get long rest, you get short rest.
Okay.
Wait. I have really important thing. Wait. Everyone quiet.
Oh! Damn!
It was perfect as well.
That was perfect. That was great.
And I'm gonna have that sound saved. I'm gonna do it for such. I need to write down this time, 17:04.
Wait, if you think about it, you can have that as a ringtone when someone calls you. Just.
Just that sound repeated.
Ka-chip. That's the best.
Make all soundtrack out of it. Yes, soundtrack, yes.
Just have a soundboard and just ka-chip.
And then do chuck. Okay, it's daytime. And you see more travelers, and there's something odd about this one traveler. It's just, you don't exactly know what's odd. Come on, speaking.
Stop him.
You don't know what's odd about him.
It's top.
You don't know what's odd about him, but there's just something off about him.
It's top.
Hey, dude. Try to stop him.
He has his hood on. You can't see his face. He just continues walking.
It's Todd.
He walks.
From Mincat.
Can I try to grab him? Or take off his hood?
He can...
Take off his hood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go away! Oh, Jesus Christ. I would say... Actually, yeah, roll a strength check.
Strength check, okay. D20?
Yeah. Plus your modifier.
8 plus 1, 9.
Yeah, no, sorry, bro.
Can I try again?
Yeah, no, sorry, bro.
Oh.
You can run out if... Actually, yes, you can.
Yes, I can.
Wait, what are we facing now?
You see a random man with a hood on.
So you got something you tried to hit the man?
No, I tried to take off his hood. Is he suspicious?
He's sussy.
Sussy little baka.
So that's all you did?
Yeah.
You failed
twice. Oh shit.
Oh my god.
Where?
Extraliaki.
I need it.
I'm gonna go like.
Let me see.
Beautiful.
I'm looking for that one.
Which one?
The dog with the strawberry. I'm looking for that one.
They're not expensive because they're small.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they're like 125 kroner. I bought a hippo corn.
Fox in a pear costume.
Oh yeah, I bought that one for birthday present.
Okay.
40?
Okay,
I found mine.
Continue traveling.
Do you? Do you guys continue traveling?
Yeah.
One of you just take that off that dude's foot. It's
no.
I'm not strong
enough.
Excuse
me. Are you able to see? Take off your head.
He continues walking.
Please. No.
But you do, and you do now realize when you see the back of his hood. You realize why he doesn't. Why there's something odd about him. You see, it's another language.
What language?
It's. Oh, Jesus Christ. You have to ask me that those hard questions.
Please, I know a lot of cool languages.
Let me just double check. Wait.
Because remember, I can speak
some languages.
I can also speak lots.
I can speak.
Yeah, I'm looking and they're all cute.
I'm gonna buy it.
I'm definitely gonna buy some.
I need it.
I'm gonna go like, I wanna go on Monday.
Calm and
I've been looking
infernal.
For this for 6 months. I haven't found it.
I'm 100% gonna go there. And
it's
the sloth and the freaking.
He speaks goblin.
Goblin?
Yes.
Fluff, I can't speak goblin.
Does any of you guys speak goblin?
None of us are small, short people. Why would we be able to speak
but
goblin?
But you do see at the, like, you know, like on our hoodies, it's like on the really bottom, it says like player or something.
Uh-huh.
It does say something in another language, in a completely different language.
Which
there
one?
Also.
Which one?
Elvish.
Damn it, I can't speak that either.
You speak Elvish?
Oh, I speak Elvish.
You speak Elvish.
And Cass.
Okay. You try to read what it says.
I mean, you are an elf. If you didn't speak Elvish as an elf.
It
like,
says,
I don't know how to speak French.
It says, yes, I am.
Oh, so then we have to know what
so
the
it is Mr. Todd. Mr. Todd.
Mr.
Todd!
How is Mr. Todd in this?
What?
No.
Six pack.
So with that info, do you do anything?
Freaking mini squishmallows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my
so
god.
Cute. Oh yeah, those are like more expensive than.
It's like for 150 centimeter one.
You continue walking.
40.
He continues to walk.
Mm-hmm.
And he's out of your sight now.
Yep.
If he wanted to say something, it's too late.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this was a vital part of the story and we just missed it.
No.
Well,
if it was,
it's too early to be
rewind
that
time.
I'll tell you, it's too early to be that important. It's kind of important, but not that important.
Is it possible for us to go back
right
down?
No.
Yes.
Why?
Well, it takes. Yeah.
We can.
You'll have to have a big intelligence, like +4.
God damn it.
+4?
This is bullying. I
got +2.
I have -1.
Well, if we mix our intelligences.
Yes, you have to have a +20 intelligence.
Huh?
Holy crap.
If I.
Actually, no. Who has the most intelligence here?
I got +1.
+0.
I don't gonna check.
You should be smartest.
And you have minus one.
Plus one.
They two are plus one.
Okay. Guess. Roll an intelligence check. With an AC of 21.
This is 20.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get like a nat 20.
Nat 20. Yeah, nat 20. Oh, it's a 17, so it's an 8.
Can I roll? what's your intelligence?
I got plus one.
Okay, no,
plus
so
two. Plus two intelligence.
So you have to get a 19 or
20. No, you have to get a 22.
I need a
20. You need a nat 20.
Okay. Oh shit. That's not a nat 20, I'm just saying it.
If it is, I'm gonna be really surprised.
Yeah. Please be a nat 20.
Well, actually,
if you want.
Roll again.
That's fine.
I'm gonna roll for fun.
Four.
You type.
No. You shot it.
As you try to do some weird maneuver to try to travel back in time, you're like, huh. Everyone just looks at you and wants to eat you.
What?
No, but they look at you weird and.
I say to.
They don't want to talk.
I say to Rick, punch yourself, and I use command.
Oh, no, you can't.
I can't. I can only use
He's
it.
He's not a creature.
Fluff.
Ha!
Wait. No.
You can't use a command on my...
Oh, damn. I don't have any...
You got...
My... What race are you?
Thief. Oof.
That's not really a humanoid, though.
That's not... It look... It's human.
It's not a creature, either.
Humanoid means...
Kinda is,
human.
Though.
It's
like, I'm kind
shape.
Of a creature because I have a curse.
Don't I have a tail or something?
Yeah, but like humanoid creatures.
Please, it will be funny.
No.
Please.
Yeah, no, that's a humanoid.
Please.
Are humanoid.
Please,
yes.
Just let him punch himself.
The
they are humanoid.
Reginald.
Yeah. Okay, I take Rick's hand and punch him in the face.
Huh? Take. Oh. Okay.
I think Sam just punched and make him punch himself.
I won't even make you roll. Roll damage. D4.
Isn't it like I have
D4.
Yeah, but I have like an up 3 damage.
How about the calico cat?
Oh shit.
Actually it's plus 4, so an unarmed strike.
Do you guys continue walking?
Plus 4?
Yes.
No, that's hit. That's 2 hit. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just finding a bunch of squishmallows, saving them, so then when I go, I can buy 50,000.
So we travel?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get back at you for this. One day.
No. You see another traveler. Something odd about this traveler as well. This traveler has something... This traveler has a lot of things in his bag. And a lot of it's like,
hard.
Like it sounds like glass or ceramic or something
glass.
Like that.
Potions.
In his bag and they're like jiggling around. And he's walking from Mincat.
I threaten him.
Okay. Are you Todd?
Give us your glass stuff.
He says, it's not glass.
What is it?
Porcelain.
Porcelain.
Like normal plates are porcelain.
Yeah, it's like porcelain.
What?
Can I cut his bag open?
What the hell? Yes.
Yes, okay.
Roll an intelligence check.
Intelligence?
Yes.
Can I cast
something
on the
man?
Can I cast something on the guy afterwards?
What? This is like standing skew.
We should roll again.
Yeah.
Because it was on a 5 and a 12.
1 plus 2, so 3.
Yeah, you cut it open and you hit the. What porcelain thing? And it breaks.
Okay.
Into.
Yeah, what's the porcelain thing?
It's like a part of a plate.
Okay, I take it.
No, I take it from his hand.
I take it. Do I have...
I take the plate from his hands.
Come on, this strength.
Yes,
on.
Strength check.
Shit. This ain't going good.
Math is hard. 19.
Yeah, you take it. You take both pieces.
Both pieces?
Can I?
Yeah.
Throw a cantrip.
Do I hear something?
Vicious mockery on the man.
Huh?
Vicious mockery.
Of who?
The man.
Yeah.
The man.
Oh, man. Yes, you can.
What do you say?
Could you
say
wisdom 12?
I?
No, you have to say something and then he has to roll if he gets emotional damage. I think
it's 1d4 plus bludgeoning, I think? Or mental? Or psychic?
Hey, let me read the thing for the vicious mockery.
Come
oh,
on.
You're doing
throw
the
time.
Hollow dice.
Of course. Death?
Yeah.
Oh.
Damn.
Then I have to do a... I'm pretty sure I'm gonna have to do a 1d4 and... 1d4 and then... take half damage. If I take one...
But what I do is... I walk up to him and whisper something.
Yeah. What do you whisper? I take one damage.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, what do you whisper?
Something.
Something.
Something very personal that. How the hell would I know that?
You whisper. You whisper like. You have a small penis. He says, how do you know? And then he runs away.
Ah, damn it. I was gonna ask him how he got the plate. Can I run after him?
I have the two plate pieces.
Yes, you can. Run after him.
Yes.
Roll. Oh.
Do wait. The plates say something to me?
No, they do say that they connect with something you already have.
I'm gonna collect and solve the puzzle. Puzzle.
Yeah. You run after him and you can't catch up. He's too fast. You have one exhaustion now. Exhaustion level 1.
How do I do that?
I just have to keep track.
You just get a good
one. You can't add it, I'm pretty sure.
You can.
How?
I'm not sure.
I can't remember how.
Yeah, you can. But
I know how to do it on a computer. But not.
Yeah, conditions.
Exhaustion.
Yeah, it's conditions.
There.
Yeah.
It's at the bottom.
And if you have like 5, you die.
Yeah, level 5 exhaustion is instant death.
6.
Oh yeah, 6.
Oh yeah, but yeah,
five
for some
is, like,
characters,
can't do anything.
For some characters, it's level 5. Some characters level 6.
What's the difference?
But I also think like in D&D 4E, it was level 5 or max. I need pepper. I need pepper. 2.
Okay, I have 1.
No.
You will get a peppermint.
You
get
a peppermint. Okay. You continue walking. And nothing else happens for the rest of the day. Day 5. Who stands guard, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay. While you're standing guard, you see a guy looking weirdly at you. Like, he comes from him, cat, and he's like...
I walk up to him.
He's like, bitch-blicking you.
I walk up to him, like... I stand up and I walk straight towards him. What are you looking at?
He says nothing. He's just...
I'm just like, hi, my name is Morgaz Morgaz.
You shake your hand. Hey.
I take out my battle axe. And I slice his head off.
Roll to it. With advantage.
How much?
Oh, you just roll.
Oh, with the advantage. I have 18. Yeah, 19. So technically it was 17, 18 because I have minus 1 initiative.
Roll damage.
How much damage does it get?
Isn't it a d12?
Those great axes. It's 1d12 plus 1. That's
d8. No, it's close. No. You're so close.
I got them. 7 plus 1. 8.
Okay, 8. You slice his, you try to slice his head, and it goes like he has a few centimeters less.
So that's a flop.
Yeah, he said just flops, but it's still attached.
Ew. I'm like, you can use his eyes properly.
And because he can't like
talk,
he can't talk. Nothing works anymore. He's literally dead, but his head is still attached.
He's
like this. And he's still bitch looking you. And then he falls to the ground.
And dies. And I just go back to where I was and sit down.
Nothing else happened for the rest of the night. You wake up and you see a dead guy with almost not a head anymore.
I look at the dead body and look at Mogaz. And I look at the dead body and I look at Mogaz. Did you do anything while you were standing guard?
No, I saw these two guys and then they went in the forest. And then the head fell off. But, like, they went there, a dude carried, and then just, like, dropped him on the ground and just walked away.
You don't have drinks.
Okay.
By the way, you haven't eaten for 2 days.
Ah, shit.
You guys maybe want to eat.
Yeah, I think I got more food, actually.
I catch a rabbit with my bare hands.
I still got soup.
I can make soup.
And a raw burger. And corn dogs.
Okay.
So, I make food?
Yeah, how much? Do I just give
just
you
heat up
the rest of
food?
The soup. The rest of
just
the soup.
2 liters of soup.
Yeah, that's what we did the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You take the rest of the soup and you make it.
Yep.
There, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It sounds like something
cold.
Yeah.
Or like Elden Ring. Maybe we have Elden Ring. I've never played Elden Ring.
What the hell? It started the song that we don't have permission for. That's nice. So let's continue. You guys eat the soup. You can remove the exhaustion level now.
Yay.
Yippee.
Day 5 begins.
Oh my god.
You can see Mincat.
There's so many tabs open. Yeah.
You can see Mincat, but you can see that you won't reach it in time by the end of the day. But it's like the rest of the forest, there's no more trees, it's just flat. So you can still see it.
Denmark!
It's Denmark. You know, actually, the tallest place in Denmark is 180 meters over the ocean.
Oh, it's really small.
That's like the tallest building in the side.
It's like my balls.
Yeah, on a normal day. Like, our school is like 80.
Oh, it's really short then.
Yeah. It's only like double or like our school.
It's not a mountain, it's like a hill.
So, like, when people talk about it being flat. No, like, it's not a joke. It's literally flat. I tried to dip it like this. Yes, that's smart. You continue walking. You can see Mincat. But you can't get there in time. Nothing happens today. Nothing happens.
I stand guard in this camp.
You stand guard this night?
Mm-hmm.
On a road or just walking out of the plains?
It's plains.
Yeah.
On your guard, nothing.
I start skipping.
I already got down.
Like when we walk, I just skip.
Nothing happens that night.
Aww.
Why couldn't Timmy come today?
But
we couldn't.
You reach.
Because he had signs to do.
But to get into Mincat, there's a big gate that needs some type of solving to open.
Does anyone know how to get rid of bruises?
Bruises?
Bruises.
Let them be.
What kind?
Blue. Yellow.
Blue marks.
Yellow and blue.
Just green let them marks. Be.
No, but they're yellow and blue separately, and sometimes they mix to make green.
Yeah.
Like.
What do you,
that
what do,
yellow,
you do
that
when
one's
you see
green,
the gate?
Was...
Hmm.
What do you do with the gate?
I love meme furniture.
Can we open it? Is it open? Close?
Can you open it? Can you not? What will happen?
Oh,
you'll
is
find
it?
Out after the sponsor break.
Oh,
yay!
We really need a break.
Goodbye.
It's only.
Thank you to Brynil for sponsoring us with snacks for our podcast. And also thank you to Proso for sponsoring us with clothes and merch.
And that's how we check our audio.
Ow!
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's working.
We're back.
Greetings.
We didn't have a mental breakdown.
When you go to the gate, you see a moonlight shape.
I'm down my moon.
Almost like a half circle, but with a little like.
They believe in the moon god?
Can I?
Moon
like,
god?
Think of a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And then inside the circle is another circle.
Uh-huh.
You remove the inner circle. And,
so it's a ring.
And you cut it in half.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a ring. You're missing like a ring, like a half of a ring.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah,
the inner
so
circle is like the inner circle is like this big, and the rest of it is like this big.
So a moon. Mm. Pretty much.
A really
pretty
thick
much.
Ring.
Pretty much.
Yeah, really thick ring.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Can I use my can?
I go in
to open the doors. Cause...
No.
No.
You need to solve the puzzle to open the gate.
Oh.
Oh.
Shit.
I climb up to the moon sign thingy.
You don't need to climb up.
I don't need to climb.
It's like right from here.
Oh. I'm like the moon fall.
Okay, think of this.
Somehow.
It looks like you need to put something inside the moon thingy so it opens.
The plates.
I put my shield there.
Your shield?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happens.
But it's a sign of the stars.
The plate things, I say. Plates.
Oh.
Plate
I put the plates. I put the plates pieces
you have
in.
All, you have all the plates.
Well, I have four, I
best.
Think. Or three, no. Four
no,
or five.
Have yeah, five.
Five.
What?
Five.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, firstly three and then two.
Yeah, because
oh,
you
yeah,
had
because
one
you
when you broke it to
so
three pieces and
two.
I got two more.
It's only in this. In reality, it's only two. Like...
And
but it's broken in five pieces.
Okay, well I put those in.
Well,
and, I,
okay.
And I look
and
at Kat.
And there's some, like a little bit missing.
What's this?
When you
I
put
looked
in your...
at the others. You guys got any plates?
Uh-huh.
I mean,
penny plates.
Can I please put
probably
it in
at there? The restaurant.
Can you put it in there?
Huh?
You put the plate in
not
inside.
You.
Yeah, I put the plate there.
You hear a click noise. Click. It opens. You solved the puzzle.
Yay!
You're now in Minkat. And you need to find Sunniva's dad.
Find your
dad. No, my dad's downstairs. Mogaz's dad.
Mogaz's dad, yes. That's what I meant. Yes.
Gerald.
Oh, wasn't it Harold?
No, Harold is dad.
Gerald,
is his
Harold,
dad again.
Gerald.
Gerald Mogaz.
My dad's name is Gerald. My grandfather's name is Harold.
Okay. Yeah, you need to find Gerald.
Find your daddy.
My daddy went to go get milk. No, right. I don't know if he's alive because he left.
Well, the other people said
well,
he was alive.
You need to try to
fight. Okay. I know. Where the restaurant is, if everyone wants to follow me, I can bring you straight to it.
Mm.
I think.
I want to ready my sword in case.
Yeah.
Like, I have my hand bare.
Yeah.
What's the name of my dragonborn friend? We never
saw. So I ready his hand.
I don't know.
I ready my short sword.
It's called Gregory. His name is Gregory.
Yeah.
Okay, so we walked to the restaurant. Did you see anything on the way?
On the way, you just see, like... You see, like, a lot of, like, black smoke, kind of.
That's not spooky at all.
No.
And just, like, in the streets, just, like, black smoke. And then no people.
Nothing's
just... So I just walked to the restaurant, like, it's a completely normal day. Nothing's happening.
And you also see, like, the shadow, it, like, moves along.
I continue walking.
And it goes through, like, a, like... Almost like a, like only like this big, so that's like I don't know, like 5 centimeters wide, hole in between buildings, and just goes through it.
Yay!
Okay.
Straight
through. Continue
away
walking.
From you guys.
Continue walking to the restaurant.
You arrive at the restaurant.
I open the door and I yell, Gregory. Gregory.
Here, like, yeah,
it's Mogaz.
No response.
I walk in.
He looks at you like you're just a random person. He doesn't remember you.
Mm. Lovely. Hi.
Looks like, who the hell are you?
Your childhood friend.
I don't know you.
Yes, you do.
I don't know you.
Yes, you do.
No.
Yes, you do.
Well, this is awkward.
Okay. Well, why are you in my restaurant then?
This is Gerald's restaurant.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I'm his son. Yes.
He doesn't have a son.
He has a son.
No.
What's his last name?
Mogaz.
That's my last name.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
How should I prove
What's
it?
What's your name, though?
Mogaz Morgaz.
Right. Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Do I have anything in on me to prove that that's my last name?
Do you have an ID?
Do I?
You don't.
Okay.
I have nothing to prove, sadly. Gregory, he yells like, Gerald, come here! And you just hear like heavy footsteps. Dunk. Dunk.
That's not my dad!
Dunk. Dunk. Dunk.
How slow is he, Jesus?
Dunk. He's really far away. Dunk. Dunk. Dunk.
Prepare my dunk. Support.
Dunk. You hear like heavy breathing, like, give me a second. Dunk.
Good.
You may as well roll over here. Come on.
Good point. You hear like rolling his voice. And you see like a big guy just rolling towards you. He's like, hey.
To me?
I just says hey. Like while looking straight up in the ceiling. Looks him up.
Dad?
Who the hell are you? Can't see you, so who are you?
Mogaz, your son.
What?
I have a son.
Which woman was it this time?
I don't actually know.
That sounds. How do you know?
She was not human, but not an orc either.
Ah, yes. Oh, you're Mogaz. Yes, I know you. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back.
Okay.
I walked past both.
What happened to Gregory?
Gregory's just weirded out. I wonder why.
I'm talking to my dad. I'm like, how come Gregory doesn't remember me?
Oh, Gregory has long-term and short-term memory loss. He just knows he only has a few memories, and that's how to cook food. That's everything he remembers.
Oh, well.
After the accident.
What accident? How long was I gone?
Gone for like like
that happened in a week.
Like, no, you've been gone for like 3 weeks, but like it happened a week ago.
What incident?
Well, was this dark, cloudish,
like black smoke?
Yeah, like black smoke.
The one that's outside right now.
What?
Like the black smoke that's outside right now.
What? What?
There's black smoke outside on the street right now.
It looks outside. Oh.
Yeah.
Exactly like the black smoke outside.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, and it's like. I don't even know. Like,
do you like go inside of him or something?
He like attacked him, kind of. I don't know, I'm not sure, honestly. I only have heard from the doctors.
There's doctors still here?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I thought everyone but you fled the city.
Everyone's fled?
Everyone's left.
That's why we don't have customers stay. I'm gonna go broke.
I also heard that you're feeding this creature.
I'm what?
Feeding a creature.
What?
Feeding a creature.
Ha!
Feeding a creature!
Oh yeah, the rabbit outside, yeah.
Rabbit?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
What type of rabbit?
Like a normal
white
brown rabbit.
Brown rabbit.
It's not white.
It's just like, don't you remember? Your childhood pet.
How big's the brown rabbit?
It's a normal black brown rabbit.
How tall?
Chestnut?
Yeah.
I named my horse Chestnut too before it ran away and back to. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeding and everyone loves Chestnut, so everyone's talking about it. Yeah.
But there was this apparently like a big creature here.
I don't know about that.
Have you gone outside?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, after Gregory's had his accident, I have to stay with him.
Do you think there's a way to reverse it?
To what?
Reverse it.
What?
Reverse it!
Oh, yeah.
I have to look screaming.
Huh?
Can I sneak into the kitchen?
What?
The DM! Can I sneak into the kitchen?
Oh! Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, you're already in the kitchen, so how do you sneak?
Are we in the kitchen?
Yeah, because you had to go to the kitchen to see Gregory because he didn't want to get to you, go to you guys.
Okay. Well, I loot the kitchen.
I stop, right?
No.
I hold this hood.
Good.
So I can't go anywhere.
Just go. So, yeah, and Gregory's still just looking, like... Is that what happened?
Nothing, don't worry about it.
Oh, Mogas! Hey!
Hi.
How do I remember you?
I don't know.
Who are you again?
Your childhood friend. Best friend, I've been gone for 3 weeks. What's going on?
What?
Don't worry about it. We're gonna figure everything out. You will probably understand soon.
No.
Okay.
Gerald. Jesus Christ. It's so confusing.
Nah. Not at all. Okay.
Gerald? No. Yes. So.
Yes.
Gerald says. I mean, if we find thing.
What thing?
The black thingy.
That's
like
outside
black,
right now.
Oh, yeah, right.
Just
right.
Walk out the door and see it?
Yeah, then we like ask, hello, you fix? It's a question mark?
Oh.
We can ask, I guess.
Yeah,
I go out. Before they finish their conversation, I go out and try to inspect the smoke.
Okay. Roll the investigation.
Investigation. I know I have plus zero on that. That was a 16.
If Timmy was here, he would know exactly what it was. Because he's too good.
Yeah, that's a 16.
In total?
Yeah.
Okay, you can see that it's like... It's kind of like a... They're like, it's kind of humanoid, kind of not at all. It's like, it can be humanoid, it can, well, it's, right now it's not, but it can become humanoid. It's undead, and it's just a...
Well, I know that.
Like a smoking, like, it looks like smoke.
Is it evil?
Yes.
I don't even have to use divine sense for that. Wow, thank you, DM. I want to... I think I know what it is, but
I think I know what it is.
I want to use command and say, go away. It's a wisdom 13 saving throw.
Okay.
And because it's a creature / undead, I can use it.
Wisdom?
Yeah, wisdom. But what happens? The target must succeed another wisdom saving throw or follow the command on its next turn. The spell has no effect if the target is... No, the spell has no effect if the target is undead.
Haha!
I can't use it.
And you can see, like, only Pond can see this, but you guys know it. So, Pond, you see, like, a little far away, you see, like, a skull at the end of the end of the...
Smoke trail?
The end of the thing. The smoke.
Yeah, oh gosh, that reminds me of Center
God.
World.
I think I know what it is.
You think?
Shockingly.
Like...
I know what it is.
Yeah, Pond knows. Guaranteed.
I know. Because I know monsters.
Look, you sneaky bastard!
What is it? I will know because I know monsters.
Would it have a chaotic evil alignment?
No!
No!
Yes.
Does this become an abyssal?
We don't know.
I tried to speak in... Oh gosh, what language would... Is it... Would it speak celestial?
Right.
It's kind of a godly.
You can try.
I say hello in celestial.
No answer.
God.
Can I walk outside? Oh, wait.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
And I say.
Hello, bruder.
Wait, I say. What are you here for in a infernal?
No answer.
Okay.
Just say everything.
No way.
I don't understand any of it.
I go up.
I say hello in all five
languages.
Abyssal,
Draconic,
no and Elvish.
Oh,
okay,
wait.
Okay, it just doesn't speak.
Really? I go up.
Undercommon?
And look around.
Undercommon.
You try to say it in undercommon? No answer.
Work?
It's not Norwegian?
No answer.
Invernal?
No.
Common?
No.
Ah!
Does everyone walk outside?
I walk outside in this, like...
And
I try to find
something.
Why
are you saying hello? And,
I try to
Joyce.
Find a random...
You wouldn't know what I said.
Can I try to find a random person that's still here?
There's no one here.
I just said,
no one?
About
that.
Wow. Not even one. Can I find an animal?
Mark tries all the languages. He knows 10 languages. He's been in the woods for too
he's
long.
With us?
Oh yeah,
yes.
That's true.
You said he was
totally
with us.
Forgot about that.
Oh no, he is not.
He left us. He left us.
Alright,
right.
So he's not.
At the shop.
Gerald, he's been in the kitchen too long, so he knows kitchen language. He tries to
pot
say
pan.
Hi.
Pot pan.
No answer. I wonder why.
Can I start playing a song on my flute?
Yes.
Well, that's my... I want to join
Can
in.
Can I play Careless Whisper on my flute? Does it retain?
Roll performance.
What's that? Let's see. Okay, +4. Nat 1 plus 4? I'm a bard.
Remember.
I'm a bard. I have advantage.
Well, you have plus 4, so it's okay. Okay. You try to play song, and he just hisses.
Hiss? Can I...
Wait.
Can I cast Comprehend Languages?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Cast!
What does it mean?
It's a spell. It just takes a spell slot. And it lasts for an hour.
And you can do any language.
So I understand any language.
Okay.
Okay, spell slot one. Let's go. Okay.
Okay. You listen to the hiss. There's nothing special about it.
It's just a hiss.
It's just a hiss. You try to talk in every language, though. They are in every single language. Like, hi.
¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás, señor? There's no answer to any of them. And none of the languages.
Can I investigate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Roll investigation.
Eight.
You find out one thing that you've been trying to find out for a long time. It doesn't speak. It knows no languages.
Yeah, that's no understandable. Languages.
Huh?
It knows no languages.
Knows no languages.
I want to insight it on what's feeling.
Insight?
Yeah.
Sure.
You sure?
On what is feeling.
Can it attack?
Can it attack? Yes.
So what does that? What does an 8 give me on its feelings?
The insights.
Yeah.
It's mad. Very mad. Very mad.
Which is just like black smoke. How big? Like big, big?
Well, it's like it's medium long as a, with an with the head of the. Like a skull of the
a freaking
left.
Smoke dragon or something?
No.
Can I run towards the skull?
Sure.
I run towards the skull.
Stab it in the skull.
Roll.
Is it able to be harmed?
Dexterity
roll. What's it called? Jesus Christ. Let me see your character sheet. Roll. Oh, this is good that I forgot. Right. Roll initiative.
Initiative.
I join him.
Okay, roll initiative.
I start speaking in parcel tongue.
Initiative.
No answer.
Why did I roll so good for the initiative? I got a 19, but minus 1, that's 18.
18 and 7.
Yeah. Can I also try to attack it?
Okay, so first, Pond, you go.
Can I also,
slash it, mainly on its skull, because I know that's-
14 minus 1, 13. 12.
You do what?
I attack its skull, because I know that's the only part that can break. But
okay.
Does that give me a disadvantage or not? Because-
oh,
probably not,
point.
Because- Yeah, but I'm just hitting-
Ah, well, yeah, that's- Its skull. No disadvantage. No advantage. Okay.
Is it just a normal roll or?
What do you hit with?
Longsword.
Okay.
It has long reach, so I should not get disadvantage.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a 6 to hit.
6?
Yeah.
Yeah, you miss.
Can I try to stab it with. No.
No, it's not your turn. It's not your turn.
Whose turn is it?
Who's it's what did you roll?
12.
It's Ma's turn.
Okay. I throw my javelin at it.
Yay.
Okay, where did you throw it at?
The skull.
Okay. Disadvantage.
Disadvantage?
Because you're throwing.
There's no other physical thing to hit, is there?
Yeah, but it's too far away that it's obvious where you it's easy to hit it, but it's not too far away that you can't hit it.
Disadvantage, you said?
Yes. What did you roll?
Nothing.
Not 20?
No. Not two.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't see.
You have plus three hit DC.
How far away is it?
From you? Like 15 feet.
Yeah, I should just throw a dagger at it.
Smart.
Yes.
Can I?
Yes, sir.
Which?
How come we get disadvantage?
Because you guys are, they are much closer.
Yeah, and we hit with.
Huh?
Is it rule to hit first?
Yes, rule to hit first.
With d20?
Yep.
Yes.
And with disadvantage?
Yeah, disadvantage.
I think we can get much lower than that. Three.
Three, yeah, yours.
Do you have plus?
It's.
Plus dagger should be like plus one or plus your strength.
Plus three.
It goes for eight.
That makes sense.
And uses strength drain.
No. This is very nice battle music.
That is not battle music. This is actually. I forgot to kill that person.
Yeah.
And what's your AC?
Who?
Pond.
18.
Yeah, it hits.
No.
It hits.
No, not
you take. Let's see. Oh, I feel
Please
so bad.
Please don't.
I feel so bad.
Please don't say it's 18.
No, but it is 14.
Oh gosh, I have very little HP, aka 4.
4?
I have 4 HP left.
Ah, by the way, you take 14 necrotic damage.
Necrotic? That does not.
Being a paladin is so overpowered.
A paladin is very nice, yeah.
Yeah. Ike, your turn. Hey! Okay. So. First, how far away is it from me? Far away from you?
Why did I use a spell? That was
for
worth
you. From you, it's 8 feet ish.
8 feet? Can I move closer and attack in one turn?
No. Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Ah, yes. I move closer and I attack it with the skull with my
yes.
Shield.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes, you are.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Huh? I move closer to it
and you
attack it with my short sword.
Okay. Roll to it.
I got. Ooh. 5.
Why are we rolling so low?
And
maybe you haven't dice trained.
And I want to do a bonus action.
What are you gonna do on the bonus action?
Flurry of blows.
And exactly what does that do?
Attacks and multiple times.
Yeah. Let me see.
Just read it.
Just read the freaking article.
It's very good.
I remember.
To
everyone. Do you have it on second level? I don't
know. Look, she's so cute. What? Is that the cat?
Yeah.
The child.
She's so cute.
What is
perfect? You're reading like an old man.
Yeah.
Like,
you just have old man glasses, okay?
You're doing the face too.
It's like this.
It's like it's like either like this or like
yeah.
It varies. What's the name of that shrimp lobster thing crap?
Laboro.
Laboro.
Laborl.
Laboro.
I'm pretty sure it's just a lobster.
He's French. No, they have names.
Lobstro.
They have names. That's so cool.
Also, I don't know if this one is fucked up, but it's also supposed to have eyelashes.
It's
what?
Supposed to have
if you
eyelashes?
Find, yeah, if you find it on the in
Aha!
the labs.
No, to do this you have to first use it to use your key level and you haven't done that.
How do I use the key
I'm level? Not sure. But I just know that's I just read it. Okay.
I can
so
read.
It is Pawn's turn.
Whoa! I'm gonna use cure wounds. Cure wounds on myself.
Why did I choose
okay.
Month?
Please.
I don't know.
Month
oh
does
gosh.
Nothing. I just went through it the other day and it's.
Shadow
Christ
are so cool.
Jesus Christ. I heal.
Yeah,
Paladin Shadow Christ.
I think I'm Paladin.
Why can't I do math? I heal 9 HP.
Bored!
I'm not on the brink of dying.
Bird.
Mm.
Get out of
here. I'm a
bird.
Okay, I'm gonna use some bonus action.
I'm not weird.
I do have a bonus action.
You are?
Nine! Talk to him!
Stop denying it!
I'm not weird, okay?
Embrace your culture!
No!
Okay, that's my turn.
Okay, Suniva.
Okay, so I'm gonna do something and then also do a bonus action. Yes.
Okay.
So first I run up to the skull with my great axe
yeah.
and hit it. So I run up to it.
Yes.
I should run.
You can do it.
Like friggin' anime style run. Not Naruto running, but like cool running.
Where you like hold it behind you and you like run.
Yeah.
You...
Like that. That.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah.
13 plus minus 1? No. Plus 1. 14.
14? 14. You hit!
Okay, yay!
What is my dice?
1d12?
So, the damage?
Yeah. 8 plus 1.
9. 9?
Woo!
Jesus Christ!
And then I do a bonus action.
Okay!
Bardic Inspiration.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
No.
As a bonus action, a creature other than yourself within 60 feet and I can hear you gains an inspiration die 1d6 for 10 minutes.
Please me. I need it.
Okay, yeah.
The creature can add it to one ability check, attack roll, or saving throw. This can be added after seeing the roll, but before knowing the outcome.
Please give it to me, please.
I will give it to you.
Yay!
I can use that twice, so I use it once now.
Okay.
So it's like...
Yeah. So the person thing is still alive?
Yes.
Yes, I try to throw a dagger at it again.
Okay. Roll to... Wait, do you move closer?
Yeah.
Okay, I rolled it.
19.
You hit.
That's good.
Roll damage.
Four plus one.
Okay, yes. Okay.
Mathematics.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, my turn. Yippee. Oh, it's gonna attack Suniva.
I'm gonna die no matter what.
What?
I have 10 health.
Yeah, you don't have to die.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll
you're gonna just attack psychologically. Just
so what's your AC?
Your
if you just
nine.
Level up once more, please.
9
23 to hit.
That hits. Roll damage.
Not a critical.
Oh.
Roll nice. Damage.
Do I just be nice? Do I be nice or do I do...
Be nice.
No.
I don't have that much healing power. I've used
no.
both of my spell slots.
I'm not gonna be nice.
I can't
okay.
use cure wounds anymore.
Oh. Oh, you're dead, Suno.
How much
you
damage?
Did 12 damage.
I hate you.
Okay. Rick, your turn.
Rick's.
That's you. I can't
Rick,
believe it.
Rick, sorry, I remember your name.
Yay.
No, it's Rick.
Shut up.
No, I mean I'm your god.
How close am I to it?
You're 5 feet away.
Yay! Okay. I am attacking the skull with my short sword.
How does it do its attack? Does it like have like a
and afterwards,
shadow
I'll
arm?
Tell you later.
I want to use unarmed strike.
Don't.
It's the weakest thing you do. You have a short sword.
It's my bonus action.
Oh, you're going to first use your short sword and then bonus action?
Yes.
Okay, okay, like first do your short sword.
Short,
roll
that. Yeah.
Roll that.
1 plus 3, 4.
Please start hitting.
Yeah, no. No.
Bonus
okay,
action.
And then again.
Are you sure you can bonus action
plus
punch?
3. 17 plus 3.
Are you sure you can
17.
Bonus action punch? Go to bonus actions.
Bonus actions. An arm strike. Impressive.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so 20. Not now.
To hit?
Yes.
Okay, you hit.
Okay.
You're like, miss.
4 plus 1.
27 to hit.
2 damage.
2 damage. Okay, okay, yes.
Yippee!
Just make sure it's not dead yet.
It probably has like 11 HP. No, that's how much it's taken.
Don't you need paper for your pen?
Your pen?
Yes, never. Paper.
It's taken 11 damage so far.
Then pineapple, apple pen.
9 and then 2. My turn?
Yes.
It was last. My turn. Aw, how nice of you. I'm gonna attack you with my longsword.
Okay. How far away are you?
I'm right next to it.
Okay. I will hit.
Let's say 10 to hit.
Sorry.
How did this
No!
Did I do any damage?
Yes.
I haven't hit anything today.
Oh, maybe not.
No, I didn't.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So now your turn.
Death save. Can you please do it for me? Because I
can't.
Then I need to move.
Give the tower. The tower.
I have
the tower
with me.
She'll bring it.
Did you turn on the
succeed! Yay! Yippee!
Okay, the cast.
Yeah.
Your turn.
I take out my greatsword and I attempt to hit.
Is the greatsword? Yes.
Yeah.
Roll to hit.
13.
13 to hit?
Plus 3 plus 1.
5, 8, 9 damage.
Nine damage.
Woohoo!
It's
let's go!
Dead.
Nice.
Yay.
So, you reflect me a shadow.
A shadow.
That has been
cursed?
Cursed, yes, kind of. Because it isn't a normal shadow, it doesn't have the normal stats of a shadow.
Oh, shit.
Can you please show us the picture of how a shadow looks?
A shadow looks like this.
Oh. That's scary.
I thought it was bigger and cooler.
Normally it would have 16 AC.
Wait, can I
no,
see
16,
closer
no, 16,
at the picture, please?
16 hit points.
I just want to look at the picture.
Why?
Because I never see.
Oh.
I look at Mark.
Has the battle ended?
But yes, it has ended.
Okay,
but,
you're back up, Mogaz.
Yes, you're back up. But it was up to 24 HP instead of 16.
I did 9 to it.
9 plus 9 is 18 plus 2, that's 20. So it had 20 HP?
No, you also dealt damage.
No.
Yes, you did. I dealt 2 damage.
I dealt no damage, I healed myself.
And the first one you did damage.
And the first one I didn't.
Yes.
Did I?
Yes.
Am I just clueless of what I did to do? How much damage did I do then? Like 3?
2.
Yeah, so we killed that.
Yeah, barely.
Yay! Yippee!
It's now night time. You should go to sleep.
I am tired AF.
I sleep because I definitely need my HP back.
I also definitely sleep. I think Cash should hold guard.
Okay. I sleep. Actually, no, you don't hold guard. Mark holds guard.
Mark is here?
No.
Rick.
Gerald.
Gerald.
My dad? You're not my dad!
You're not my dad! Gerald holds guard.
Long rest?
Yes, long rest, everyone.
Yippee.
Yay, my spell slots are back!
Yay!
I'm alive!
And you now see that the shadow.
It's back.
Shadow dropped.
Dropped? It dropped loot? No,
do
wait.
We get XP?
Dropped something.
Can we get XP? Do we get XP though? Please?
Wait. Something that.
Do we get 250
wait.
XP?
You'll find out next session.
250
something
XP, please?
That.
Can we get XP?
Wait.
XP, I mean, XP.
Something that can help.
250 XP.
It can help Gregory.
Yes.
Is it a diamond? Is it a bracelet? Is it a potion of remembrance?
How much?
We'll find out next. Wait, I need my paper.
Do we find out next time or do we get XP before?
No, I'll give you XP, just wait a second.
Give no,
XP! Please give us 250.
XP! XP!
If you don't stop, I won't give you.
Oh shit.
Remember, I'm a god.
Sex!
Praise the Lord.
Praise the sex demon.
Praise the Lord, our Jesus Christ and Savior.
Have you ever dreamt about an incubus or succubus coming into your room?
What?
A sex
what's
demon.
The difference
gender. Succubus is a girl, incubus is a guy. I want an incubus to go. No.
You guys.
They only prey on people who cheat on their partners, sadly.
This is so sad.
I might cheat.
This is so sad.
I might cheat on someone.
What is it? Is it a is the skull from someone we know?
No, this is so sad. The XP is so sad.
No,
come on.
Don't say it's only 50.
It's it's even worse.
25.
Let's see.
0.6.
Because I up the
42?
HP, I'll up the XP, and then we have to divide it by all of you guys.
No, so little.
Team no. Didn't help so much. Oh, actually, no, it's quite fine. Since you're 4 people, it's fine. You get 50 XP.
50?
50. Okay.
50?
No, so little.
Yeah, in reality, it only had 100 XP. The whole thing. But I upped it to 200, so.
Can we please have 250 XP, though?
No.
Each, please?
No.
Can I get 250 more XP later?
No.
Because I need to level up to level 3 so that I can kick everyone's
ass. I'll give
yeah, please.
For
two,
you guys
two.
Understand something.
Please, I need
actually, also, get 100. You'll get 100. Everyone gets 100 XP for the travel.
Yes. Can I please have 100 more?
Mm-hmm.
Just wait.
Can I get like
Jesus
25
Christ.
More?
Just let him say
can I
something.
Get like 100 more? Can I get like 25 more?
Shut the fuck up!
Can I please have 100 more? Please? I'm just so close.
Wait, I'm level 2! So, hey!
Woo!
No, I'm not.
What do you guys. Nah. What? Yes, you are.
Like 25 more?
Yeah, how about.
I'm not.
666 XP.
I need 200 more. No. 150 more XP.
I'll show you guys my notes, but you can't read it because it has something valuable info. really valuable.
You just wanted to see how you write it?
Oh, great writing.
Amazing writing.
That's so little notes.
I can't even tell what it says.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, I don't understand your writing, sorry.
Yeah, no, me.
I barely understand it. I can't write. Oh, Jesus Christ. I wrote something without a G.
Something.
Something.
Something. Something.
So, the something that can help Gregory is a necklace.
I knew it. I said it.
Necklace of regeneration.
Can I take it?
Regenerate his brain.
Can I take it, please? It would look very nice, and you couldn't see it at all.
You try to pick it up. Roll a strength check.
Whoa, I'm strong. Don't worry.
I
got a 21.
And then roll an intelligence check.
Oh, I'm not smart. I got a 3.
Yeah, that cancels intelligence. Okay, fail.
No.
Can I try?
Rick, try. Mm. Roll strength and then intelligence.
Can I try?
Friggin' Rick, roll this.
Rick, stop.
Rick, roll.
Yay. Come on.
I didn't even.
Rick, roll the dice. Yay. Okay. 6 strength.
Yeah, you fail.
Yeah, you
didn't even need to do intel. Just roll
for weak.
Strength. Strength with advantage.
Eight plus 1, 9, or 6. So 8 plus 1, 9.
And then roll intelligence with advantage. And also change your modifier to 0.
11. 17.
Okay. You do it.
No, I wanted the necklace.
And you hear a voice that says, give me to Gregory. 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 Give me to Gregory.
I clutch it really tight, but not like enough to break it. And then I walk over to Gregory.
And what do you do?
I'm like, dumb.
You're like, oh, that's heavy. Oh, nice. Oh, hey, Mogus. I remember you.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, hey, Gerald. Who the hell are you guys?
Hello.
Hey. What's this necklace?
You didn't.
Take it
you
off.
Got can memory. I, no, 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 no. Don't take it off. Don't take it off. Don't take it off.
If you take it off, I'll cut your head off.
He's not joking. He will.
I'm gonna use a crowbar.
Okay, you won't remember anything if you take it off. You suffered an incident a week ago that caused you to have memory loss. So you only remember how to cook, you didn't remember me or anything. So keep it on.
Okay. Alright, the big shadow thing.
Yeah, we killed it.
I did drain my soul out, Jesus Christ. This
what?
Is scary. What?
It did drain a bit of me too.
Nice. Scary, right?
Yeah, I think I've become a bit more lazier.
Nice.
Which is bad for my reputation.
He falls asleep. Falls asleep right on the ground. Dunk.
No longer confused, happy.
Gerald is happy. He's like, yay! Get back to work, I guess.
We're not really done with our quests.
Mission.
And mission.
Quest.
What's your mission? What?
Huh? For the chosen.
You never. You never really told me why you got. Why?
I don't know why I went. Why I disappeared either. We just woke up in a camp together. And I had to go to the city and met this guy named Todd. This guy named Mark. I had sex.
Mark!
I lost my virginity to Mark.
But Mark's a sex offender.
What?
Wasn't
I remember him when
offender.
What? Oh no, yeah, he's also with his daughter, yes, right. But yeah, I remember Mark when I was on a relative to you.
That's why he didn't want to come with us.
He doesn't like
probably.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, I reported him. Because he's sex offender.
Who?
With someone in our family.
Who?
Harold.
Your dad?
One.
No.
My great-great-great-grandfather?
Yeah?
How old is Mark?
Jesus Christ, haven't he told you? Let's just say...
He's 353.
A little more. He's old.
3,000.
Okay.
692.
He's like Yoda level old. So like 900 exactly.
Oh. Yeah, of course he's old.
Yeah!
Happy birthday.
Yeah, but we have this mission. We're the chosen ones, apparently. And we have to find this guy.
An antagonist. Evil guy.
Yeah, we'll see him.
I thought you guys didn't.
Doesn't he work at, like, the store that...
No, it's another
horses.
Lucille.
It's another.
It's his cousin or something.
Yeah, I think. There's like a lot of Lucilles. Like how there's Geralds and Harolds in our family.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, right, yeah.
Why did my mom name me Mogaz?
Yeah, she was drunk that night.
Mm, I am. But
drunk
where is mom?
Drunk and the little...
Where is mom? And that's the end of the thing.
And mom, right. So, what's your name?
Dad.
What's your name?
Dad, what happened to mom?
What's your name?
Dad.
Brixire.
Brixire, nice. Your name?
Dad.
Cass.
Can you tell a little bit more about yourself?
Dad.
I threatened him with an orange.
Okay.
Dad.
Okay.
Come on, say some
Dad.
Shit. I want the sauce.
Dad.
The sauce?
Yeah, tell me. Information.
Dad.
Huh?
What happened to mom?
Let's just say... okay, I know about Lucille, okay? You know, like, how he disappeared?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and came back.
Like, around when you were born? Ish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about that. Your mom didn't exactly have a great relationship with Lucille after some things. I guess you can put the rest together. It'll end the session right there.
No. Okay, yeah, sure, that's a nice ending. Let's just figure out what...
Your backstory is gonna be so weird now.
Oh,
Mogaz's mom is actually a... Complete the sentence.
Non-human! Non-human!
Actually a... We'll end the session right there.
Is actually the shadow we actually fought and actually killed.
No.
What?
What?
No. We'll see you guys next time.
Mogaz
bye.
Is half shadow.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.